You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ellen Comas, co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the company that pioneered rent from payroll with the NPS Rent Assurance platform. Ellen, certainly a privilege to have you speak with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, what is rent from payroll?
Rent from payroll is really a very simple concept that involves standard payroll direct deposit that's offered from most employers. You walk into your company and ask your HR or payroll department simply to send a portion of your payroll to a specific account. No different than if you had set a college account aside for your children.
And who uses rent from payroll, and how is what you do different than other options when a consumer goes to rent an apartment?
So let's walk through what happens when somebody goes to rent an apartment. One of the things is that you find an apartment you like, and then you have to go through a screening process, if you will, to qualify. Part of that process involves a credit check. We come in when someone's credit is less than perfect, and the offer term that the community will make to them will often include rent from payroll. So how that works is this. You come in and your credit is below what they're asking, and that means that they would charge you a higher security deposit, increased cash deposit required in order to move in. In many instances, that might be 2 months' rent. It might be anywhere from $500 to $1,000 additional. In any case, it's a lot of money and more than many people may want to pay in cash in order to move into an apartment. In lieu of that higher cash security deposit, many companies offer rent from payroll option, a rent from payroll option that allows you to simply tell the community, you know what, paying my rent on time is a big priority for me, and I'm willing to ask my employer to send an installment towards rent every time I'm paid. So if I'm paid four times a month, I agree that a quarter of my rent we put into a rent savings account, and my landlord knows that money is put aside, it'll be there when rent is due, and I won't spend it on other expenses. That assurance is enough for communities to say, you know what, I don't need a higher cash security deposit. That's worth just as much to me to know that somebody has prioritized funds from payroll for rent before they're spent on other expenses.
And it sounds like your program is saving people money. Is that correct?
It does save people a lot of money. For example, as in the scenario that I just painted, instead of having to pay that second month's rent or as much as $1,000 more in order to qualify based on credit, person agrees to sign up for a rent for payroll platform like NPS Rent Assurance, and they save that $1,000 up front. Where they also save money is during the lease, because it doesn't matter how financially savvy you are, everybody at some point in the lease is going to pay late. Something happens, you're traveling, the car broke down, you had to pay something else. When you pay your rent late, there's always a late fee. For people who would be habitual late payers, that late fee can add up to several hundreds of dollars in the year. So we save people money on that end too, during the lease, so they don't have to pay the $200 to $400 a year that they might otherwise pay in late fees.
And is it very hard for people who have seen their credit hurt to secure a rental lease, and why do they try if they know that it's going to be very expensive?
Well, there are three reasons, really. First, everybody, it doesn't matter who you are or what your circumstances are, everybody needs a roof overhead. Everybody needs a place to live. So that's number one, and most people accept that even if it's going to be more expensive, they still have to find a place to live. If they could afford a home, perhaps they would do that. But for the majority of people in working in their first, second, or third jobs, the option of home ownership isn't really there. And if their credit has been hurt, then they really can't qualify for a mortgage either. So they're going to go to rental. That person knows when they go that it may be more expensive, but they still need a place to live. The second reason is that in order to keep your job, whether you are a retail clerk, a new MBA, a doctor, a lawyer, or, you know, a supervisor at the company down the street, you still need to be able to get to your work in a reasonable amount of time. That means you need to find housing within an easy commute or within a tolerable commute. So even if your credit has been hurt again, you need to find a place to live that enables you to keep your job. And third, you know, for a lot of people, our program really makes a lot of sense. The NPS Rent Assurance Program gives people a way to move in without depleting their savings. So, you know, you don't have to take everything out of your savings to pay that higher security deposit. You get to know that your rent will be taken care of because installments are taken out every time you're paid and put aside for you for safekeeping and then sent to the landlord when they're due. And in the process, you get a little more budgeting, you get the apartment that you want, and because it's part of our mission to help people gain financial independence, we also report on all funds that are sent for rent to a National Credit Bureau, because our goal is actually to help people to rebuild their credit. So the next time they go to rent an apartment, maybe this won't be an issue for them. In fact, there's this great example that we had recently. We had a customer who had been on our program for a few years, and this person called to say that she was coming off. But the reason she was coming off is what was so fantastic, which is that because her rent payments had been reported, she was able to qualify for a mortgage, and she was able to actually buy her first home. So it was very gratifying to know that while we helped somebody qualify for a lease, we helped save them money while they were in that lease, we helped them pay their rent on time during that lease, we also helped them build their credit so that they could move on with their life.
I would just be curious, what was the inspiration behind launching the company?
So when we originally launched the company, it was in recognition of the fact that the millions of people who are unbanked or underbanked didn't have access to better financial terms. That people who never built a credit score or who saw their score hurt weren't being given the credit card offer that gave you 2% cash back, weren't being given the online payment options that still gave you, you know, percentage back, points back. And that this group of Americans, you know, were hardworking, they were trying to raise their families, they could be people who were earning anywhere from $40,000 to over $100,000, but they needed a break. They needed a way to dig out from financial hardship. So we wanted to find a way to help that population. The second thing that we realized is that the people who serve them most with one of their most essential needs, multifamily operators, the people who run the rental communities, needed a way to be assured that their payments were going to come in on time. So we saw the opportunity to make a bridge or to bridge the issue of credit by serving the less than perfect credit population with a tool that helped them gain access to housing, and the rental communities with a tool that let them know their rent would be paid on time. And, you know, they're in business, so they have to be paid on time, too. It was a win-win all around, but it really came because of the need to bridge that gap that where credit was becoming a hurdle to people's access to housing.
Well done on your part today. We're joined by Ellen Kelmus, co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the company that pioneered rent from payroll with the NPS Rent Assurance platform, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ellen, what's the value to multifamily companies of working with NPS Rent Assurance?
Well, we've been very fortunate to work with some of the country's leading multifamily owners and managers. And the value that we bring is that we help them convert more people and move more people in the conditional acceptance category with tools to pay reliably. So they know that the residents that they move in with rent from payroll, with NPS Rent Assurance, will pay on time versus someone who they've just taken extra cash from up front and they have no assurance once they move them in that they'll pay on time. So the flip side is that we have people who are on NPS Rent Assurance have fewer unexpected move-outs. They're not the people who are skipping out in the night or going to eviction because because their payroll is being put aside every time they're paid, so that rent will be paid on time. We create that discipline for the renter, and we take them out of the process, if you will, by saying, well, it happens automatically. And for the landlord, the advantage is that they get to bring more people into their communities who become reliable and stable renters, and they have their cash flow delivered on time. So it's a win-win all around for everyone.
And how do you connect with multifamily companies?
The majority of our business is word of mouth. One client telling another client that you have to take a look at MPS Rent Assurance. You have the concept of rent from payroll of a way is what we've been looking for. We as an industry have been looking for many years, a way to A, help the resident, and B, make sure that rent can be paid on time. So it is word of mouth, and we're very grateful for clients and residents who tell other people about it.
Lastly, how can renters find a community that offers NPS rent assurance?
Well, there's a few ways. The best way is to go to a website called All Credit Rentals, and you'll find a map, and you can plug in by city or state and find communities that are currently offering NPS rent assurance and find a rent from payroll option that can work for you. So that's number one. The other is that anybody can always contact us through our corporate website, which is npsrentassurance.com. And there's a contact us page, and we're happy to help somebody find a community near where they want to live. There's one other thing that we're happy to make an offer to your listeners, particularly someone who's in the real estate industry and might be interested in this. We have a white paper that's being released later in the month of June called The Rent from Payroll Advantage. And it will highlight the deliverables of our program, the value drivers of our program for multifamily clients, showing how we move in more people and the savings that they can have with reduced bad debt. That white paper can be pre-ordered at our website that I just shared with you, www.npsrentinsurance.com. And it's going to be a very good piece.
Very good, Ellen. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. It's outstanding what you've created and what you're doing. Certainly a need out there, and we thank you for getting us up to speed as to how we can, and those that apply, can take advantage of what you're offering at Neighborhood Pay Services. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Ellen Kelmus, co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the company that pioneered rent from payroll with the NPS Rent Assurance platform. And once again, the website of reference is npsrentassurance.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.